It's all connected to, I suppose, one of the most misunderstood terms in Buddhism, which is karma. Instant karma's going to get you, as somebody once said. So karma, the whole realm of action in Buddhism, becomes really important, because if it's attainable, you can do it, but it doesn't just happen on its own. Yeah. Pratichasamutpada, that little first utterance of the Buddha when he says, this is what things are like, they arise and they pass away. They arise and they pass away. In the Buddhist tradition, particularly the commentarial tradition, a guy called Buddhaghosa, you can see Pratichasamutpada, that basic dynamic of reality, working on five different levels. And these levels are called niyamas. Niyamas is a very interesting word. Pratichasamutpada works on all these different levels, and it applies to everyone. So in the first week of this, we talked about how it even applies to gods, if they exist. They are also subjects of this law. And Buddhaghosa does this great thing where he lays out the levels, the niyamas at which they happen. Niyama means something like ordinance or necessity. It's another way of just saying, this is what things are like. It's not an ideology. It's like, this is what things are like. If you look, you can see this. Yeah. So very quickly, the five levels at which this dynamic of reality, of existence, happens are Utu Niyama, which means inorganic. So things like earthquakes. There was an earthquake yesterday. I felt it in my apartment. We know what causes earthquakes now. It's not the result of your actions. It's the result of tectonic plates moving under the earth and crust and mantle and all the rest of it. It's got nothing to do with, you know, you. Thankfully. There's a Bija Niyama, which is the level of the organic. Bija means seed. So it's the level of the organic. Some things happen organically. Plants grow. Cells divide. They happen. Things arise and they pass away on that level. Chitta Niyama has got to do with the kind of mundane psychological level. So thoughts arise in your head. They just arise. They're conditioned by things in the past. They arise. You can't help it in a way, they just happen. Kama, or karma niyama, which is the thing that people mistake as being the whole of conditionality. Everything's karma. It's my karma. It's your karma. It's your good karma. It's your bad karma. Right? Karma niyama is the fourth level at which Pratichasamutpada plays out in our experience, and it's exactly the realm of ethical behaviour. It's action. What do I do, and what are the consequences? Now, the final one's quite a mysterious one, is Dhamma Niyama. And this very loosely refers in a way to Pratichasamutpada happening on the level of spiritual life. The fact that the universe seems to be wired up in a certain kind of way, there's an order to it. It doesn't need a creator god to explain that, just as you don't need a creator god to explain gravity. It's just a law that works. The Dhamma Niyama is what an enlightened mind really knows and really sees. It reminds me a bit of what we talked about before. The mystery sense of it is, if you imagine enlightenment as the point on the horizon, again, the point over the threshold, the Dhamma Niyama covers all of that sense of things. Pratichasamutpada just at play. But the Kama Niyama, karma, is what we most often are interested in, because it's got to do with what we do with our bodies and our speech and our minds in response to the input that we have, and then that makes a world that we are taking part in making. We make it, the mind leads, the mind guides, the mind shapes. So we actively make a world in the process. And that's what we looked at last week with desire and sexual morality, etc. Pratichasamutpada on the level of our ethical behaviour. What does it give rise to? What do we give rise to?